You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Some of that'll be playing tonight. I mean, for some of you. Not for everybody. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, is it lonely to not have somebody like on Valentine's? Because people make such a big deal of it. And now in social media, it's thrown in your face, right? I mean, it's like, ha ha, look at me and my girl. What do you think? What do you think?
I think there's a person that immediately comes to mind that we could call.
Who?
Abe.
Damn, son.
You went there? Really?
Damn, yeah. Son.
Well, he... Let me say
uh-huh. What? See, what had happened was...
Show-on-show violence.
No doubt.
He put it out
there. Put me in a position I don't need to be in.
Oh, stop it. He put it out there, Carl.
What'd he say?
At the end of Andy and Randy today. Because Andy asked him, how's the dating thing going?
How's it going?
And he said, I'm swiping. But they're not swiping back.
Okay.
That's the way it be sometimes, man.
It's hard out here in these streets, man. I get it.
It's hard for a pimp.
You got to change areas sometimes, man. Like, you got to switch location.
Oh, was right.
I would think, though, and listen, again, this time last year, I wasn't doing anything on Valentine's Day, so maybe this will be Abe's turn.
Okay.
It's not a big deal to me. If you're at a point in your life where you're not confident enough in yourself to be able to enjoy life without a significant other, then you got work to do. That's my opinion.
Okay.
You got to work on yourself.
More with Dr. Phil McGraw coming up.
Yeah. You need to be confident that no matter what happens in life, you'll always be okay because numero uno has got your back. And if you're not at that point in life and you need somebody else.
Oh, you hear this?
To make you feel secure and confident, then you need to do the work. Put the work in.
I got you.
I will agree with Chris on the fact that if you're doing this just for the sake of being with somebody, you're going through the motions.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be legit. It's got to be real. And if it's not real, it's not going to feel real. It's not going to look real. Therefore, I mean, it's just going to be, like, just going through the motions. So, like, this day shouldn't be wasted if it is about being with somebody on somebody who is not going to have some sort of impact in your life. So don't waste the day on that. Like, make it real. Like,
or if it's going to get you down that you don't have somebody.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah, look, I am asking this question because for us old Mary folk, it's different. Right? I mean, like, if you're fresh in a relationship or you just, you know, you're on this path maybe that is leading you towards even getting married or, you know, you're getting serious, that is a different place than folks who have been together for years and have experienced Valentine's Day. And a lot of folks are like, oh, it's another day. And don't really do anything.
Well, you were in the hospital this week. You should be being pampered, my good friend.
Maybe I am.
Oh. What's up? What's up, Michelle?
Well, no, but you know what? I think that's the thing, to Oren's point. I'm with him. But I think as you grow in a relationship, and yes, this has turned into that right now, part of it is that you can't forget how that feels when you first started.
Oh, you got to keep that spark.
And that is what I think today helps people do. Some couples, not all, but that's what it helps you do. Because you get in your rut, you do day-to-day, kids, and bills, and then all of a sudden you're like, it's 10 years, and happy Valentine's Day. And that's not what it used to be. You went all out to make somebody feel special. So I'm only saying that to say, I hope that's your situation today, is that somebody makes you feel special. Even if it's just saying something that they normally don't say to you, or doing a little gesture. It doesn't always have to be some kind of incredible gift. Or something. So with that, it is Valentine's Day, and that's what got us into that.
But it also can be an incredible gift.
It can be.
Are you an incredible gift giver?
But here's my deal. See, and I was going to say, and I don't feel like today is just that when you give throughout the course of the year and it's consistent. That's a different element than I have one day to make this whole year right. And a lot of guys feel that way. I don't feel that way. I feel like the whole year I'm doing things throughout the year that she can look at you and say, he did a lot of stuff already. Like, Valentine's Day is cool, but he doesn't need to go out of his way because I already feel that way.
You see that cute little dog running around the backyard?
I already feel good. So that's where I'm at, man. But, yeah, I'm just curious. And, Abe, no disrespect. I mean, that was Turtle who said that. 404-726-0929. We got a lot to talk about. I am very, very disappointed in something that has come out in regards to our Braves. We're going to talk about that. And also, Brendan Gaughton's going to join us coming up. The voice of our Atlanta Braves. We love Brendan. They love the job that he does. It's crazy that, you know, we've already rolled around and it's time to start talking Braves again. But pitchers and catchers reported this week. First full squad workout is Tuesday. Is it surprising to you that Acuña's not going to play in, and this is not what I'm upset about, I'll tell you in a minute, but are you surprised that he's not going to play in any spring training games?
I would have been surprised if he did.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're at. I was not counting on Acuña nor Strider until May.
Okay.
So that was how I was going into the first month of the season. And Carl, that's why you needed to get another pitcher. They don't have enough. They don't have. Don't tell me that you're competing for a World Series with Ian Anderson and Grant Holmes making up two-fifths of your starting rotation.
No, you're not right now. But right now is not the World Series. Turtle, I feel like we have this conversation every year where you lose your blank about guys like Chris Sale, and I go, relax, he's going to be fine.
I was right about Kelnick.
And right about what? He's still on the roster.
He stinks.
What were you right about? He's still here. They didn't let him go.
He's not starting.
No, because
Jerks and Profar's here.
Because you paid him. That's why they found a better option, and they paid him. If they didn't find Profar, he would be your left fielder. The fact is, he's a rotational guy. And again, it doesn't cost you much. It's okay. Like, the starting rotation right now, guys, I guarantee you, and anybody out there willing to bet me, Turtle included, will not look this way at the end of the year. And what I mean by that is I'm hoping Sale and Spencer Strider and all these guys are available and we don't have an injury situation. But what the third or fourth and fifth starter might look like will be completely different. And, oh, by the way, you're discounting the fact that AA may and probably will go out and trade and make a deal or two, especially if we're playing the way that we should be. I'm not as caught up in that as you. I know it's a big deal because you look at this rotation and you go, man, we cannot match up against the Dodgers. Right now, we can't. I don't disagree with you.
But it's not just the rotation this time, Carl.
What is it?
Because even if Lopez and Sale can repeat what they did last year, which
is that's asking a lot, by the way.
Which is asking a lot because both those guys were out of this world good last year. You got real question marks in the back end of that bullpen. Who's pitching the eighth inning?
Well, injury's playing a role right now.
Well, right, but you're not getting Jimenez back.
With that,
Minter's gone.
Minter wasn't that good last year.
I know, but he's a guy that you were counting on in a high-leverage role. So you're moving up guys like Pierce Johnson, Aaron Bummer, and Dylan Lee.
You are.
That have never done it before or have done it in a very limited capacity.
Yeah.
And you're counting on them to just essentially lock in as higher-leverage relievers.
This is true. Minter had never done it either until he got an opportunity. Like, This is the evolution of teams who have invested in their farm systems and believe. And by the way, I don't know if you believe this. Like, a lot of folks with the Braves tell me that they still believe that this is one of the best farm systems in the major leagues. A lot of people feel like all of that has been, you know, traded away or it's not there anymore. But I think you got to give these guys a shot. And I feel like, and this is where I'm at, and we're going to talk more with about this with Brandon Gault, who's going to join us here coming up. But I feel like, Turtle, again, if healthy, and this is my biggest thing, Olsen, Riley, Acuna, Ozzie, Money Harris, Profar, we're going to be able to hit and score runs with anybody.
You should be, yeah.
That is what we didn't do last year. We didn't score runs the way that we expected to. And then when the injuries hit, boom, 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 now you've got guys like Kelnick that you're expecting to be a superstar, and he's not. You want the shortstop to be a superstar, he's not. You need your stars to hit. And by the way, what's Sean Murphy going to – I have a big question mark next to his name,
well,
by the way.
Well, that is the biggest question mark of the entire starting lineup outside of shortstop. Shortstop, no offense to Orlando Arcia, that's a concession this year. That they're just conceding. I mean, what is the plan? You essentially don't have a back. I mean, who's Nick Martinez? I mean, who's backing up shortstop this year?
Well, you've got a bunch of utility guys that can play.
I mean, to me, that's just not good enough. But again, if Olsen and Riley get back to being the guys that you expect them to be, you can cover up for that. Catcher? Chadwick Tromp is the backup now.
Yeah.
You got Baldwin in the minors, and you got Murphy, who's a gigantic question mark at best. I don't question his defense, but he's got to get to between 18 and 25 home runs.
At least.
And that's what you're paying him for. So at the end of the day, I mean, again, once you have your outfield is set, it'll be one of the better units in baseball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at the corners. I mean, Olsen had a down year, but he still had 100 RBI. So, and he's one of the best fielding first basemen in the game. We know about Austin Riley. For me, it's that bullpen. Because I don't trust Pierce Johnson and Dylan Lee to just be able to slide in there and handle high-leverage innings on a day-in and day-out basis. A spot every now and then is absolutely fine, and they did it at times last year. But when you're talking about day-in and day-out, That's tough for me. I am surprised that they did not bring in at least one big arm in the bullpen this offseason.
We're going to see what this looks like once the spring games get underway and get a better feel for some of the things we're talking about. We're going to talk with Brandon Gaudin as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you, by the way, by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors as we talk some Braves. Yeah, Man, No Man is on the way as well. We're going to play a fun game in the 4 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. We need your help to play it. So we're going to find out how smart are Orn and Turtle. We're going to find out. That's in the 4 o'clock hour.
Kind of a opening to tease there, Carl.
No, I'm not trying to overdo it. Alex Anthopoulos, by the way, today said he was asked about not spending money, and he did bring up the fact that the luxury tax, which they were paying the last few years, did play a role in them not going above and beyond and exceeding where they already are. I think they are eighth. Is that right?
I think it's seventh.
In total payroll?
In total payroll.
Okay. So, and again, just because you're the top team with payroll, listen, there's more pressure right now on the Mets and the Dodgers than there is on our Braves. They spent more. They did more. Everybody thinks they're going to exceed expectations.
But how does that sit with you?
It is Dukes and Bell. Chris is in for Mike today, and spring training is going on. What? Yeah. Let's talk to our man, Brandon Gaudin. Of course, he calls the Braves games. And, Brandon, man, time flies. It's crazy. We're already back to this spot. Braves play-by-play guy for FanDuel TV. And, first of all, how was your offseason, man? What were you busy doing?
Hey, guys. Well, it's been great. It's been a while since we chatted, so good to be back on with you. I've been busy with college hoops. Mostly Big Ten, some Big East, so a lot of frigid trips to the Midwest and, of course, East, but ready to get down to spring training. Hard to believe, as you guys said, they're already getting the ball rolling. Our first telecast is the 27th, so less than 2 weeks from now, we'll be down there and we'll be on the air.
From what I understand, Brandon, there's going to be a big opportunity for Braves fans to watch spring training this year.
Yeah, that's the good news. So in previous years, the Braves have only broadcasted 4 games live, but this year, 14 games will be with our Braves crew, 4 of those through FanDuel, 10 of them through the new partnership with Gray Media. And during the regular season, some of you may have seen the release a couple of days ago, there's going to be a lot more ways for people to access games this year. I know that has been a gripe among not only Braves country, but really Major League Baseball fans, is the lack of the ability to get their product, not even in their own market, but outside of that market. And I think this year's a step in the right direction. And the Braves, they have heard all the complaints, and they're trying to get things fixed the best they can.
No doubt. Brandon Gaudin joining us, guys. Braves play-by-play guy here with us on the show. We were talking about Ronald Acuna before you came on. He did his first media session and said that he feels good. He said, I'm running fast, maybe 90-95%. He says, I feel great. That's my attitude. But we know he probably wants to push it, right, Brandon? I mean, he's a guy that wants to be out there for his team. He wants to be available. And they're going to be very cautious with how they go about this to get him back on the field full time.
Well, absolutely, because even though this is his second ACL injury, remember the other one was in the other knee. So when he injured that knee, the left ACL in July of 2021, he returned at the end of April 2022. For those who don't know much about ACL injuries, That's a pretty aggressive timeline, but he felt like he was able to come back. He did. Ultimately, he didn't re-injure that left ACL, but for those who remember watching him during the 22 season, there was some obvious discomfort, and he was not 100%. And then we saw in 2023, when he was the MVP and so darn good and fully healthy, how good he can be. So I think because of the lessons learned from the 21 ACL tear, even though right now Ronald Acuña says he is, as you said, 90 to 95% back, they are going to be very careful with him. They don't expect him to play in any spring training games. And the hope is that late April, early May timeline to get him back. But there will be a huge focus on making sure that he is able to do everything, run fast, play the outfield, hit normal. Until that time, I don't think they're going to rush him back into the lineup.
The other guy, of course, being Spencer Strider. He could return a little earlier than that, according to some reports, Brandon. But I want to get your take on the rotation as a whole. We know at least for the first month-ish of the season, a couple of guys in Ian Anderson and Grant Holmes are going to get a shot to solidify themselves as part of the back end of the staff. What do you assess about the team not going out and getting another frontline starter?
My assessment is that I guarantee that Alex Anthopoulos made phone calls because, to me, he's the best GM in the business, and there's just no way that he didn't do his due diligence. Now, some people say, well, wait a minute, there were people out there. It just means that things didn't work out. Or, I guess both of those could be true, that he feels like when Spencer Strider comes back, he will be healthy. They believe in, obviously, now what they have in Chris Sale, Reynaldo Lopez, and Spencer Schwellenbach. So if you get all four of those guys going upon Strider's return, that's such a good 1-4 that, yeah, of course you want to have a great fifth starter, but the Braves feel like they do have options with what Grant Holmes was able to showcase last year. And then kind of the forgotten man in all of this that I know you guys are aware of, Ian Anderson, who was so good before his injury. He's working his way back into the mix. So you've got those two guys, and then Bryce Elder, even though he had his struggles last year, he was an all-star 2 years ago. So you have guys that have proven at the major league level that can slot into that fifth spot in the rotation. And so while it would have been nice, sure, to get another big-name starter, everybody, you know, you want to, if you're rich, you want to get richer, right? But I think that where the Braves are right now in that rotation, especially when you get Strider back, is a really good, really envious spot to be in.
Yeah, and Brendan, look, I've been saying this. I think Braves fans were all like, why do we do more? But if our guys are healthy, Olson and Riley and, again, Acuña, and, you know, you add Profar to this, Money Harris. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He was like, man, going through that injury last year was one of the hardest things for me because I wanted to get back out there. But I feel like we're going to be in a good spot. And I don't think we needed to go out and spend $300 million to be better when all of our main guys were injured last year.
Yeah, you look at 2023 and the numbers were historically good, right? And then you look at last year and everything just went the complete opposite direction. So you tell yourself the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But even if it's somewhere in the middle, if the pitching is stable and you get somewhere in between 23 and 24 offense here in 25, there's no doubt it's a playoff team, and it's a team that contends to get to the World Series. So you hope that that's the case. It does obviously hinge on health, as it does with pretty much every team, except for maybe the Dodgers, because they have so much ridiculous depth that it's almost silly at this point. But the Braves are no different. You need your guys to stay healthy, and last year that wasn't the case. Look, the signing of Profar in left field, that to me was the most pressing need, to get another outfielder. And they went out and did that. And Alex Anthopoulos said, according to their research, they felt he was the second best bat available in the free agent market. The first, obviously, was Juan Soto. Braves weren't going to get him. They felt like Profar, coming off that all-star campaign last year, was truly the second-best bat available in the free agent market. They went out and got him, and you hope that he can replicate those numbers from last year. If he even comes close to that, with him, Harrison, Acuña in the outfield, I mean, that's about as, if it's not the top one in baseball, it's right up there towards the top.
Mm. How much pressure is on Sean Murphy this season?
A lot. I think that's something to watch. You lose Travis d'Arnaud. It's a great question. It's something that I think we will be watching closely in camp. You lose Travis d'Arnaud. Sean Murphy had the injury last year, missed the first couple months of the season. Now, when he was in Oakland, he was playing more than he was with d'Arnaud when they were platooning. But the bottom line is Sean's got to get his bat back, and he knows that. He struggled last year after he returned, and I think him missing those first couple of months just threw off his whole season. It really did. So now Braves fans are wondering, okay, can we reactivate 2023 Sean Murphy, the guy that was the all-star and provided so much to the team? And if you look at the numbers historically, you hope that that's the case. If for some reason Sean Murphy struggles, I still think he's your guy. They've invested money in him. They see him as a starting catcher. You know, a lot of fans will be clamoring to have Drake Baldwin, who likely will start the season in AAA, come up. But you got to let Drake Baldwin's develop. I know it's exciting to look at these young guys when they're raking in AAA and think, oh, just call them up. But it's just not that easy. That transition is not that easy. But certainly I think Drake Baldwin will get his chance in due time. But this year, that is Sean Murphy's position, and he will be under a microscope, no doubt.
I think, and I want to know what you feel about this, that all the pressure is, you know, look, Dodgers spent all that money, Mets spent all this money. It's not on us. We can be a very good club in the hunt and right where we expect to be, but if the Mets or the Dodgers aren't, for whatever reason, right, like, that is panic mode because of what they did this offseason.
Yeah, right. With that money comes expectation.
Yes.
Now, the Dodgers coming off the season that they just had, I think there might be a little more grace, but now they're expecting, you know, last year the Braves' mantra was World Series or bust. For the Dodgers fans, you can guarantee that they're saying, if we don't win the World Series this year, it's a failure. That's probably what they're thinking. And you understand that mindset. But for the Mets, who last year started to taste a bit of success again and got in the postseason and were able to win a little bit, now with all their money and how much money their owner's putting up to put together a good team, they don't have the expectation certainly that the Dodgers do. But just being in that New York market, right, even if you're not wearing the pinstripes and you're in Queens and not the Bronx, there's still a lot of expectations. So, yeah, it's different. And the media treats it differently in both of those towns. So those teams are going to have a heavier weight, I think, on their shoulders than the Braves will. And I think the Braves, they know how good that they can be because of what happened 2 years ago when they're healthy. And so I kind of like how the Braves, not necessarily, they're certainly not forgotten. This franchise is too good and too stable to be forgotten. But I like that the conversation, let everybody talk about the Dodgers. Let everybody talk about the teams in New York. That's fine. Let the Braves get back on track this season. And I think by the All-Star break, everyone will realize, oh, yeah, that Braves team, they can make a run at the World Series too.
Brandon, before we let you go, just big picture question for you. As you know, we all love the sport here on this show and everybody listening, but do you feel like, going off of what we just talked about, with the amount of money and the gulf that's being created between the have and the have-nots in baseball, is this thing eventually going to come to a head? Is this eventually going to turn from something that we celebrate and the spectacle of it to something that becomes a real issue for the sport?
I think the first thing is just identifying a problem. And does Major League Baseball have a problem with that gap and how the Dodgers were able to build the team that they were and the deferred money and all of that? Is there a problem? That's the first thing. And I think the answer is yes. I do not have some grand idea of a magical fix. Obviously, people have ideas. There have been a lot of things thrown out. But with a lot of those ideas, there are pitfalls that are also identifiable. So it's easy for a fan to sit here and say, oh, we'll just regulate it, do this, put a cap here and there. But it's not that easy. So I trust, hopefully, long term, that they will figure something out that is a little more equitable and a little better for everybody, because you want your superstars, sure, to desire to play in L.A. and New York and all those places. That's great. But you also want a playing field where people aren't just running away from the small market teams to get to those big money markets. I think when you get to that spot, that's when it doesn't become as much fun. So, look, the Dodgers, they're not doing anything wrong. They're playing by the rules, so I don't fault them at all. But I think long term, like you guys are suggesting, Major League Baseball does need to find a little bit better solution here, just to make it a little more equitable before it gets even more out of control.
Brandon, great stuff. Looking forward to hearing your call as spring training gets underway. And again, check out all the options, FanDuel TV, the app, so many ways to access the Braves this season. Brandon, look forward to our conversations, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, great stuff. The disparity in baseball, and I would say this to baseball fans, or at least people who say there's an issue, go look at the champions over the last 20 years. Yankees have won how many, Chris?
One since 2009.
One. This whole notion that it's broke, it's just not true. We all freak out because everybody's spending a lot of money, and it seems like we're not. But if you look at the last 20, 25 years, there's been no dominant team. And as a matter of fact, multiple small market teams have won. And in that, so have the Cubs and the Red Sox. We're coming back. Yeah Man, No Man's next. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to play a fun game called 3 and 30. It's Turtle versus Orin. And I need your help. I'm going to need two callers. We'll tell you probably, Turtle, when do we say we're going to do this? About 420?
420.
All right, so we're going to need a couple of callers, and you are going to be the facilitator of the questions. We'll explain coming up here, all right? So stick around for that. Also, we will get to a couple of things Valentine's related. We've been talking about it just in a roundabout way today, and Turtle was talking about his plants and his wonderful lady flowers, and she got them, thank goodness, after he wanted to send them early, and then she said, well, I want them on Valentine's Day, and then realizing that they weren't going to be working a full day.
Yes.
So
she called me in a panic at about 11 o'clock this morning. Babe, we're about to go home, and the flowers haven't gotten here yet. Mm. Oh, haven't they?
Yeah.
Maybe you should listen to your boy.
Well, you know what? I'm just glad she got them delivered. And then, look, you want to talk about romantic. Look at Big O. He's not even looking at me right now. Spanish poetry? That's on a whole nother level, oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do you read this to her?
Yeah, I can read it to her.
Wow.
I can read it to her. There's a line.
No. He doesn't read. No, Carl. He doesn't read it to
What's
her.
What's he do?
He serenades her. Oh.
There's a line what?
There's a line that I used to use back in my day, back in my running the streets days.
Okay. All right, Hugh.
By a guy. Yeah. In them streets. A line by Pablo Neruda, the poet. And he has this book of like 20 love poems, and they're like all like varying degrees of like sad and happy. But he had this line that was like, tus ojos infinitos.
Ooh.
And it means like your infinite eyes. And I'd be like, yeah, like your eyes are just so deep. It's just so easy to get lost in them.
I think Big O.
The success I had with that line, Carl, was unprecedented.
I can only imagine.
I think Big O needs a new nickname.
What's
We're going to call him the Conquistador.
I am telling you, Carl, like I've retired that line now. The last person I told it to was my wife. But I am telling you, Carl, tus ojos infinitos.
Mm.
Boy, I tell you what, man. Like, oh, my God, this dude is learned. He knows Spanish. And he's, ooh, yeah. I'm telling you, bro, like that was a.
Difference maker.
That was a one of those like it's getting kind of late. Let me go ahead and drop this. That was the Billy Wagner, if you will.
Oh yeah, the closer.
That was the closer.
The closer.
That was the Mariano. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Wow. All right, man. So that's what's going on here. And by the way, we will talk about this later coming up in as part of Guy Talk. But what are you doing? Like, is there something special that you feel like you absolutely have to do for your person? And a lot of people have already been hitting us up on the text line at 404-726-0929. You can find us, by the way. Give me your social media handle before we get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Yeah, it's at C Thomas Radio.
All right, and Chris is in for Mike today, who's out. And Big O, he has Yeah Man, No Man. Infinito. Oh, I'm sorry. I was practicing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
El Conquistador.
Shout out to Pablo Neruda, man.
Yes.
It's amazing how these lines, they play out like that. What do you got for us, man?
Speaking of this day of love, gentlemen, it is the day of love all over the place, no matter what else is going on, including championship parades. I texted Hugh this morning because, you know, Hugh was out there. Big Hugh Douglas works for WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia. And jokingly asked, like, hey, I kind of thought about this, Hugh. Like, how many, like, engagements, proposals, Ooh. Or, like, marriages are we going to see today? And he was like, you know what? That's not a weird question because I thought about that same exact thing, too. Case in point, hopped online. Shout out to this couple who took the parade, passing by them as an opportunity to express their love and commitment in marriage.
Mm.
All right, Ray, introduce you and your bride.
Ray and Kim.
And what are your plans today?
Enjoy the Eagles game and celebrate our wedding.
And when are you getting married?
today.
Where?
Right here.
Who's marrying you?
Just us, my sister.
Wow. So shout out to this guy right here. Yeah, man, no, man. I'm not a big fan of in-stadium proposals.
Yeah.
But a proposal or a wedding at a championship parade, yeah, man, no, man.
Look, if you're going to do it, that is arguably the most memorable time to possibly do it. You could do it during a regular season game. We've seen that at, you know, whether it be the Braves Stadium or at Hawks games. We've seen that. But if you're going to do it, and you know what? Now you got me thinking. Like, when we had our parade, when the Braves won the World Series, I wouldn't even think about how many people. Did anybody propose that day? Because we were down there over by Murph's. We had posted up, and the parade came past us. And I remember, like, there was thousands of folks out there. And obviously, you know, everybody made fun of how fast the buses were moving downtown.
Yeah, it was Mach 1.
Yes. But did anybody, like, get – you can hit us up and let us know. Do you know somebody that actually proposed that day during our championship parade? I'm going to say, yeah, man, Orin. If you're going to do it, that's the time to do it, because everybody's like, hey, where were you for the parade that day? If the Falcons were to ever win a Super Bowl, God, I hope they do, everybody's going to remember where they were that day and what they were doing and where they were posted up. So, yeah, I think it's cool.
Here's the one rule. It needs to mean as much to her as it does to you, because it's not about you. So don't get on one knee and start trying to make an argument as to why you two should get married at the parade. If she wants to do it, then it's an A-plus day for everyone involved.
So you're saying that you've got to know that ahead of time.
If you want to do it and she does it for you as a sacrifice.
Yeah, not to embarrass you.
Uh-uh. You're going to church, buddy.
That's a no-go?
You're having a reception at a dance hall, buddy.
That's a no-go?
That's a no-go.
So you have to tell her before you do it at the parade.
It has to. You have to make it her idea.
There has to be an, I think maybe, like, when I proposed to my wife, she had told me, like, hey, it'd be cool if I got engaged at school.
Yeah.
So the idea was already planted in my head, like, all right, if I'm going to do it, I'll do it at school. I think an idea has to be planted beforehand if you're going to do it at an event like that where it's like, hey, we don't explicitly say I'm going to do it here, but if it was to happen here,
you're okay
it's
with
okay
it.
With it happening.
You're okay
here.
With it. Yeah.
You need to make it become her idea.
It's listen, when is it her? Well, I shouldn't say that. There are some hardcore sports fans, women out there who absolutely would be down with it and love it and would be honored to have this happen at a parade like this, where you're celebrating your team as being champion. But, like, to make it her idea, what are you doing? What is this? The Jedi mind trick again? How are you making it her idea?
Yes.
You know, it'd be great if, boy, our team won and we went to the parade and
I guess she's sleeping, like, just kind of talks
to her. No,
yeah, exactly. And I got down on one knee and asked you, and you said yes. It'd be great if it ever happened. How are you convincing her?
No. You know, babe, there's a chance we never get to experience this again for the rest of our lives.
Oh, jeez.
Why not make it the most important day that we could ever have as a couple?
I don't want to get engaged at no parade.
which is why I started by saying she needs to be as into the team as you are.
Okay.
Because if she's just a casual and she's just a fan, but it's
that's not gonna work.
But it's also about supporting you as being a huge fan.
It's not gonna work.
That's never gonna work.
No, I agree.
So she needs to be like our girl Falcon Alley out there.
Yes.
Like she needs to be that level of
yes.
invested. Or like our couple that always comes to Hooters, Mall of Buford, where she's the bigger fan than he is, and they come out and they plan all these trips for the Falcons. It needs to be that level of fandom.
Yeah, this is what they share. They love together.
It's your thing.
It's your together. Thing. Yeah, I do agree with that. And I don't know if that was the situation for this couple, O.
He was in an Eagles jersey, and I think she had an Eagles tattoo.
Okay,
so.
Well, then maybe it exactly. was their thing.
Like Simone and Dylan.
Okay.
She dragged – they're there right now.
Correct.
So – if she wanted to get married at the parade,
he could ask her.
He could get the green light on that.
He could go there. Will he?
It's up to her.
Dylon?
We know who runs that relationship, Carl, dude.
Is Dylon going to come back engaged? I'm asking.
I mean, hey, that'd be a great story. Like, I tell this story because it's hilarious, but a couple years ago after the Braves won the World Series, they brought the trophy here to our floor, and we got to take pictures with it.
Mm-hmm.
I rushed home. I went and grabbed my wife's positive pregnancy test from like 3 months prior. And I was like, I'm going to take a picture in front of this trophy with the positive pregnancy test. It was downstairs in Colony Square. I kid you not. It's like, I'm going to have a moment right now. And I went downstairs. I'm like, hey, this might seem weird, but my wife's having a kid and I got the pregnancy test. You might have to take a picture in front of the trophy. And the guy was like, that's absolutely what you should do. So I got in front of it. I kind of held it out. And it's like the background. I had it in my background photo on Facebook for a long time. But it's like, why not?
Yeah. No, I remember that.
Yeah, you had that like that once-in-a-lifetime shot to do it. So
absolutely.
At that moment, it's a once-in-a lifetime shot.
Yeah.
It happens again, but yeah.
And shout out to the Braves, because after we won that particular World
Series.
That was
so cool. They brought it up.
Yeah,
here.
They brought it, and they paraded it around town. There were various places, if
I
you
think
were
we
a fan.
We were the first stop.
Yes, that you could have gotten a picture with the trophy, and that was really cool, because I think we did it. We went to, Mike and I were at like the Tour Championship, and they had it there. And we were out there one night or 1 week during the Tour Championship. But, yeah, that was cool. I'm with you, O. Interesting stuff there. And if you are thinking about it, I would tell you that's the time to do it. You can do it at a regular season game. But if you're going to do it big. And there's nothing bigger than a championship parade. What else you got, O?
All right, one more here real quick, guys. You mentioned All-Star Weekend festivities are happening. There's the snoring.
Yeah.
Shout out to two-time champion Mac McClung, who was on his way or could be on his way this weekend and winning his third consecutive slam dunk
title. He's going to.
But Mac says, if I win three or no matter what happens after three, I'm done. Mac, in an interview with Sporting News, said that he does not expect to be back in the dunk contest. Even if he's invited, this will be the last year for me. I've really loved it. You know, you run out of dunks. This is probably where I'm at. Yeah, man, no, man. Calling it quits after winning three in a row for a G League legend, Mac McClung.
Yeah, G League legend.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, man, on this one. Because, again, if you ain't got nothing to show me, I'm not here to see it. So if you feel like that's the end of your rope, you'll forever be known for that, much like a guy like Nate Robinson, you know, whose career is sort of defined by that awesome legacy moment that he had. Yeah, I mean, that's really all there is to it, right? I mean, he's, unless something drastically changes, I don't think he's going to have a blossoming NBA career. He could, but I think this is what's going to be the highlight. So much like the Chiefs, Carl, don't go out losers.
No,
go out on top.
And by the way, to his point, like, how many times do I need to do this? Like, you don't want to see him. For the fifth year in a row, I seen it. Like, he's right. It runs its course. I'm happy that he's already made his mind up, win, lose, or draw, and I think he probably is going to win it again. But I think the cool thing for him is he was like one of these internet, you know, legends, and people saw this stuff on the internet about him. And if you don't know who we're talking about, you can go look him up. But has not had, to Turtle's point, a blossoming NBA career. He's not been a guy you've been like, man, where's this guy at? And that's the weird thing. But he is an incredible athlete and an incredible dunker. And the NBA is acknowledging that. And again, whether you buy into the G League is the minor league system for the NBA, or at least one of them. But it's the main one. Guys are coming to the G League from overseas now and playing because the money is really good. And you have an opportunity to do something like a Jalen Johnson, where you could be in the G League and all of a sudden now you got a $150 million 5-year deal just because you were in that system in the team that, you know, decided to bring you in. So I think there are some benefits there, but you're right. I don't think he's going to be an NBA superstar. I do want to see what he does this last time around, but big shout out to Mac, man. I like him.
Real quick before we get out of here, here's the problem.
What's that?
Matas Buzelis, Stephon Castle, the rook, Andre Jackson Jr., never heard of him,
okay,
and Mac McClung. That's your dunk contest field.
All right. That doesn't mean they can't dunk.
Yeah, but I mean,
I've seen Stephon Castle. He yammed at a couple Hawks last week.
Yeah, but I mean,
he did.
If you're an average NBA fan, do those names?
Two of those guys are rookies, so that's tough.
Tickle
just
you
from begin with. Matas and Stephon Castle are rookies.
Yeah. Castle can play too, but I hear what you're saying. You want brand recognition, and you want to go, I can't believe he's in the dunk contest. Those days are gone, Turtle. We're never going to see that again,
and that's a problem.
Well, it's been a problem. When you have the premier stars of the league who are elite dunkers who don't want to participate for whatever reason, it's an issue. And that's kind of what it's been. And again, you brought up LeBron. I'm like, LeBron's he's 15 years past that. Like, if he did it in years 1 through 5, we all would have been happy. But now there's no way he's ever going to compete in the dunk contest. There's no reason for him to compete in the dunk contest. You know what LeBron says to that? Like, LeBron, you want to compete? I'm the NBA's all-time leading scorer. No, I'm good. Like, there's no reason. He's got all these accolades and things that he's accomplished. Nah, the young guys are where it's at, but the young stars have to want to compete, and it's always been an issue. All right, old man. Great job. Who's getting married? Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. We're going to play a game. 3 and 30.
Would you like to play a game?
How smart are Turtle and Orn? You're going to help me with this game. I'll explain coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But when we come back, I hate this because I'm probably going to go. But tickets are already insane. And last year, it was there, and I said, it's not the tickets of the game. It's finding a place to stay.
These are Beyonce prices, Carl.
Well, I'm not happy about it. It's way too early to be talking about this, but we got to tell you what we're talking about. We will when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.